Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, I want to talk today about presentation skills. I want to talk about your ability to get up in front of a group of advisors, in front of the public customer at a seminar, and how you're going to construct your talk in a way that is more meaningful, more impactful, get your message across more substantially than it ever has before. And on the road to that, I have a great guest to help us down the path. Jane Atkinson is with us, and she's been helping speakers catapult their business for over 20 years. She's a former speaker agent, so that means she represented speakers through an agency, helping them get gigs around the world with major corporations, perhaps including your firm. And she was a vice president for International Speakers Bureau in Texas, managing their exclusive speakers division. She represented celebrities like, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard and things like that. Now she's a coach. And what she does is assist professional speakers, people that do this for a living, to make their talks and their business as successful as they could possibly be. Also, the reason I asked her to join us is she has a new book called The Epic Keynote. And there's so much in this book that is not just for the professional speaker. It's for people that want to improve their ability to communicate from the platform. Jane Atkinson, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you very much, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I got some questions for you. Your book is just chocked full of amazing insights as you provide them and as provided by some legends of the speaking world that I know our wholesalers either know or have seen live in meetings. So let's talk about some things that you know to be true and some things that you have gleaned from the wealth of folks that you have spoken to. Let's talk about first this notion of story usage. I want to start there. In my experience, wholesalers are not telling enough stories. Why should we tell stories? What's the impact of telling stories? And where are these stories coming from anyway?
Well, I think that it's not just happening in the wholesaler world, but in the world of professional speakers. The old school epic speaker used to only tell stories. And then there wasn't really a lot of meat in there, a lot of content for the people in the audience. The new school epic keynoter is all about takeaway, 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 and sometimes they forget to integrate the stories. The stories are like Mark Sanborn calls it the mental coat pegs that people can kind of hang the information on. So Victoria Lamont says, it's not going to be leadership point number 3 that people remember. It's going to be the story when you were raking leaves with your son that day. So people can hang on. What you want to do is you want to paint a picture for them. And so whether you're working with an end user client for you guys, so you're painting the picture of the beautiful retirement and you have all the funds that you need, or you're working with a financial advisor that you have this great client base, you know, you really need to paint pictures for them so that they get excited. Because if you don't get that emotional engagement, you may not get the sale.
So wholesalers, I like that phrase that Mark gave to Jane. And by the way, Mark has two different podcasts you can go out and search for at Wholesaler Masterminds. That mental coat peg, that's a great image, mental coat rack, if you will. Wholesalers, I'll give you some challenges. You happen to be with two coaches today, right? You've got me, the wholesaler coach, and Jane, the speaker coach. So we'd be remiss if we didn't give you challenges and homework. So the first challenge, the first piece of homework that we're going to offer you is develop some stories. Develop some stories that go along with the content that you're developing to give to advisors, and as Jane said, to give to the public customer as well. So number one, story usage, critical, and can be improved upon wholesalers. Second thing I get asked about a lot, Jane, is using humor. Using humor in any sort of presentation, and it's a slippery slope. It could be anyway, don't you think?
Oh, my goodness. When you go into a presentation and you laugh within the first 3 minutes, the whole audience relax. They take like a breath and they sigh of relief. They go, oh, okay, this isn't going to be some boring presentation or some boring sales spiel. They really want to enjoy themselves. They're there. They're on board with you. But if you make them laugh, I think it just relaxes everything and it changes the energy in the room. I saw it over and over again when I was with the Speakers Bureau. We would pop in back then. It was one video after another. And if they could get us to laugh within the first minute of seeing them, they had a chance. But if they didn't, oh, we would get to minute three, and chances are really good that somebody would say, okay, that's enough, and on to the next speaker. So you really don't have that much time when, you know, it goes in a lot of different venues, but really when you're in front of an audience, you don't really have that much time to kind of impress and engage. And therefore, making them laugh right out of the chute can be very, very helpful. But you can examine your whole presentation and say, okay, I need about six different points where I can make them laugh over a 30-minute period or something like that. I'm not saying that's the exact formula, but I think that that's what we want to think about.
Jane, tell me a little bit more about the kind of humor I should be using, because you're putting some pressure on me here. I'm not necessarily a comedian, and I definitely am not going to be Rodney Dangerfield up there pulling one-liners that fall flat. So what kind of humor am I supposed to use?
Yeah, no respect. No, I think that what we want to do is kind of find out what really works for us. You know what really works for me is kind of self-effacing humor. Humor where I make myself the butt of the jokes. So it could be something like that. Some people who use PowerPoint will throw something funny up on the screen. And what we want to be careful about doing that is, A, we're not using something that's copyrighted, and B, we're not using something that everybody's seen because it's been floating around the Internet for 10 years. So really be careful to find something that reflects the story. You know, there's got to be a point to the humor. And go from that. It could be just a funny story. And, you know, sometimes we stumble across the humor unexpectedly. You know, you tell the story and this one line gets a laugh. Well, then you take that line and you use it next time and maybe you look at massaging it. Really, you know, comedians, Jerry Seinfeld, would spend hours working on one word. So just be thinking about it more like a craft, and I think that that will make you more conscious about your humor, which is a great place to start.
Awesome. So challenge number two, wholesalers, figure out how to lighten the load of the audience in the first 3 minutes. How are you going to get them to have that deep breath, that sigh of relief, if you will, that Jane spoke about in the first 3 minutes? And one of the best ways to do it is through humor. And how will you figure out what that point of humor is going to be? Jane, what's the best way to open a talk? Any talk. So whether it's from the platform in front of 5,000 people at a grand stage, or I'm speaking in front of 20 advisors at the local Merrill Lynch office, what's the best way to open a talk?
Well, I think you want to know and have planned what the first words out of your mouth are going to be. So a lot of my clients will write it down on paper. Their opening stories and their closing stories are kind of the ones that we focus on a lot, because we really want to open strong and we really want to close strong. And if we could do those well, then the things in the middle tend to fall into place. Now, don't get me wrong, Rob. I'm not saying that I want you to show up kind of canned. What we want to do is we want to know what we're going to say and how we're going to say it in such a way that it gets in our bones, so that when we go, we're just having a conversation with people. So I open up the same way every single time, and I put people into imagination sequence. Imagine you're having the perfect day in your life as a professional speaker. You're standing in front of your ideal audience, you had them at hello, and you rock them all the way through till close. And then I go on from there, and I talk about when you exit the stage, you get thunderous applause, and I get the audience to give me the thunderous applause. So now they're engaged in the story with me. So there's all kinds of little techniques, and a lot of these came through, you know, working with some of the coaches in the book, like Doug Stevenson. So what we really want to do is we want to have some sort of story, and we want to get rid of all the kind of schlocky preamble like, oh, it's so nice to be here with you in Cincinnati today. You know, the flight here was blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Get rid of all of that and just launch right in to your story and have it be something that kind of grabs them. Because you know what? They're thinking about what's going on their phone. They're thinking about the conversation that they had out in the hallway, and you need to lock them in and get them engaged with you immediately. And you really only have a couple of minutes to do that.
Wholesalers, so, I want to stop there, Jane, because this is something that I think we all see in ourselves, wholesalers, isn't it? I mean, you think about the last presentation you made. Did you stand up and say, after the person introduced you, thanks for that lovely introduction. It's a delighted, you know, so delightful to be here and fill in the blank of the favorite broker-dealer office in the favorite city. You know, I was a great drive coming over, no traffic. Gee, that was great. And oh, by the way, I'm the only thing standing between you and lunch. I'll make this fast. Wholesalers, does that sound about right for you? So, Jane, what you're talking about is so critically important to wholesalers. Wholesalers, I want you to picture this. I want you to picture your next presentation. You're going to be introduced. You're going to come up. You're going to take a nice, commanding position on whatever stage it is, whether it's the front of the room or a real live platform. You're going to take a commanding position. You're going to have one quick, quiet moment, and you're going to go right into your presentation. Is that what you're talking about, Jane?
Yes. And, you know, I would even give you the gift of the word imagine as the first word in your presentation. Imagine, you know, that sets you down a path for whatever might be perfect for this audience. And this goes back to one of the points that I had on my list, Rob, which is customization. If you know who the people are in that audience, the more you know about what their desires and their dreams are, you can follow up that word imagine with what you think might be perfect for them. For me, it's only ever groups of professional speakers. And I know I've been in the industry for over 20 years, so I kind of know what it is that they seek. So I talk about limousines coming to get them and the client handing them a check for $15,000. And, you know, it just goes on and on from there. It's like a rock star day in your life as a professional speaker. So maybe there's an opportunity for you all to create that for your clients.
Oh, there sure is. What a gift that is, wholesalers. Try that imagine piece. You stand up, you take your position right on the stage. You put all that superfluous garbage before you're about to speak away that Jane spoke about, right? The traffic and what's standing between you and lunch and all that good stuff. And then you say, imagine. Imagine your practice has grown to a place of. Imagine that you are able to add 4 staff members so that you're now able to take more personal time off. Imagine that your clients are wildly happy in bull markets and in bear markets. That's a brilliant gift, Jane. Imagine. I love that so much.
Imagine you're checking back in to your office, to your fabulous team, from your vacation with your spouse in Hawaii that you've been on for 3 weeks already. You know, that's just go for it. Just go for whatever would be really perfect for you.
Interesting. And by the way, part of this, Jane, don't you agree, part of this has to be and will be some trial and error? Because I heard you say earlier that, you know, you might tell a story and there's a place in that story where all of a sudden there's big giggles coming out of the audience and you didn't really see it that way. And you said, now I extract it and I figure I had to reframe it in a more prominent way for the next talk. So much of this becomes trial and error, doesn't it?
Yes. And I remember once Vince Pacenti, he was up on stage and he gets up on the chair of this thing where he's showing people how it looks and feels to be going 150 miles per hour on skis at the straight downhill sport Olympic speed skiing. And one time he had just kind of put his back to the audience and he made some joke about showing them his bum or something like that. I can't even remember exactly. And it got a big laugh. Well, then that became part of the thing, you know, excuse me, or something like that. So you never know when, and just be, if you're mining what's actually happening in today's speech, if you're mining it for gold, then you'll be more conscious. We're just taking this to a new place of craftsmanship and consciousness about what's actually going on in the room.
Mm-hmm. Wholesalers, we talk all the time about what takes you from good to great, what turns good wholesalers into great wholesalers. Mindfully going about the practice of your presentations in a way that you haven't gone about them before is one of those keys. Jane, you talked about not being scripted. Joe Calloway offers a quote, and wholesalers, Joe Calloway has a show with us here at Wholesaler Masterminds as well. Practice makes perfect, but we don't want perfect. What does that mean?
Well, that goes back to that in the bones place. So, okay, you know what you're going to say, and you've kind of looked at it. And the reason why sometimes we type it out, we talk and type it out, is so that we can go back and look at the words. Because sometimes we want to swap out a 5-cent word for a 50-cent word. So instead of she pulled up in this little red car, she pulled up in this candy apple or fire engine red, you know, Mercedes sports coupe. So now we're making it come to life. So when we type and talk it out, we allow ourselves to really examine the words. And then what we want to do is we want to get the story kind of in our bones so that we can really show up present and not in our head about, oh, where am I going next? Oh, darn, I forgot to say apple or candy apple or whatever it might be. You really want to just be there and then have a conversation. But if you know what you're going to say ahead of time, it makes it beautiful. But please don't feel like we're saying that you have to show up perfect. Joe Calloway is just the reason why he's so charming and engaging for his audience is because he's kind of got this, you almost don't even think he's that smart when he first starts talking. Gosh, I hope he doesn't ever listen to this. He just kind of has this, you know, kind of good old boy charm about him, and then bam, he comes in with the stuff that you're like, wow, that was completely unexpected. But I'm pretty sure that some of his stories he's told many times, and he knows how he's going to tell them. But really, he makes it sound like he's just coming to have a conversation with you. He's just here to report what he has seen going on in business. And I think that's our goal, is to just show up and have just a really lovely conversation. It's okay. If you drop your paper on the floor, who cares? Pick it up. Doesn't matter. If you lose where you are, ask the audience, oh, I forget where I was. Where was I? You know, some of those things are kind of goofy and charming, and don't be afraid to be you. What we want you to be is the best version of yourself when you get there.
Mm. Jane, we got time for one more. I'm going to wrap them together. There's a notion of them versus me, and there's a notion of audience connection. I'd like to wrap those all up into one beautiful bow. We both know and perhaps been guilty in the past of making presentations about us wholesalers. We make them about us. We make them about our firm. We make them about our product. How do we change that around, Jane? Because we still have to sell some. Let's make no mistake, Jane. We work for employers that expect us to produce. They expect us to sell. And for some, that means I will absolutely throttle the audience with my product and me. But we can get at them a different way. How is that, Jane?
When we make it about them, that you will still produce, you will still sell because they are going to be engaged with you. So this happens a lot in my world where I see a speaker, you know, talking I, and sometimes even in Toastmasters, they'll count the number of I's in the presentation. And so what we want to do is we want to turn those stories around and make them about them, make someone else the hero of the story, or just kind of flip it around. Just ask yourself, am I making this about them? And that's where, you know, using that imagination idea, imagine you're having the perfect day in your life. That's a great way to make it about them. But even if there's a story where you're kind of the hero, a lot of times we can make someone else the hero of that story. So, and that day I was using a technique that I learned from, you know, even though you look good in the story, you can still maybe give it to somebody else. So think about how you will produce more and sell more by making it about them.
Wholesalers, what a gift we've given you today to have Jane Atkinson with us. Let's recap now. Develop stories. Figure out where you're going to interject some humor, especially in that first 3 minutes. Get that gift going that Jane gave us using Imagine with the audience. You want to get those stories in your bones versus stilted scripted so you can be present for the audience. You definitely want to make it about them. And by doing this and also picking up Jane's book, Epic Keynote, I am certain that you will have the ability to improve your ability to produce phenomenal presentations in front of advisors and public customers. Jane Atkinson, thank you for joining us at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Rob.
Wholesalers, come back again for our next episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.